live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
It sounds like M4 is about to get underway. Hello, Julia.
Hello. Well, I've got the rundown for you. So at the bottom of the M4 division, we have Fat M4, who have bumped the past 2 days, and they're going to be looking for a bump on Christ M3, who are currently on for Spoons. Above them is ARU M1, who are going to be looking to bump Maudlin M3. And then above them, we have Selwyn M3, who are currently on for Spoons. Then Sydney Sussex M2. Then Homerton M2 are going to be looking for a bump on Downing M3, who are currently on for Spoons. But in front of them, we have Hughes Hall M2, who are going to be trying to catch Keys M3, who got overbumped on the first day. Then we have a Blading Wolfson M2, who are going to be trying to catch Eddie's M2. Now, Eddie's M2 bumped Cat's M3 on the first day. Cat's M3 bumped them back yesterday. So we'll see if the crisp continues. Then we've got Corpus M2, who are going to be looking for a bump on a Spooning Claire M3. Then Darwin M2. Then King's M2, and finally at the top of the division, we've got Jesus M3. So I think we're going to be getting underway fairly soon here. I've heard at least one cannon. Jack, can you see anything?
I can. Thank you very much, Julie. Yes, I'm based on first post corner for this one. We've got Daisy based at Grassy, Rosa on Ditton, and as you just heard, Julia is on the long reach for this, the M4 division, as the cannon goes for the start of this race. And all of the boats, lots of splashing as all of them get into their stride under that Newnham painted motorway bridge there. Jesus M3 pulling away if they can. They've dropped down into this division from the M3 division, so they're going to be wanting a row over in this one so that they can have a chance of getting back into the M3 division proper. And it looks about at the moment they're just on station with King's M2 behind there at Jesus M3. Better at the moment than most of the other Jesus folks have been today. They're about on station with Kings, as I say, who are again about on station with Darwin M2. All of the boats about on station at the moment. Behind Darwin M2, you've got them on station to Claire, but it looks like Corpus M2 are closing down to Claire. It looks like they've closed that down to about half a boat length now. That'll be something to watch as we go into the gut and round to Grassy Corner. Corpus M2 taking a really tight line round this first post corner. They're going to want to get Claire in the gut. Just behind them, you've got M3 who are pulling away from St. Edwin's M2. There's a big gap between St. Cat's M3 and St. Eddie's M2. Both of these boats have been really close over the last few days, so it's really surprising to see there's a gap of, I would say, about 3 to 4 boat lengths. I'm going to throw to Daisy on Grassy to see what's going on over there.
Yeah, no, I can see Jesus M3 just trying to pull away from King's M2, who are about half a length from them. I think you might be able to hear the double whistle there. So King's M2 are looking to bump Jesus M3, yeah. But they do need to close that gap. Behind them, we've got Darwin M2. Jack, what can you see?
This is Keys M3 pulling into the bank, which means their bump goes from bad to worse. They dropped more places in the first four bumps than they did in the whole of last year. They've been bumped by Hughes Hall M2. Daisy, what's going on at Grassy?
Yeah, Claire M3 have just been bumped by Corpus M2, so Claire have just pulled over and we've got Corpus M2 stopped. But then we've got Catch M3 just pulled up behind them. I think they got stuck after that bump there, so that might have to be a technical row over. Behind them, we've then got St. Edmunds M2 who are being gained on by Wolfson M2, it looks like. But they're all just sort of piling up together. And there seems to be quite a lot of carnage at Grassy Corner here. Might be some more technical rowovers. It looks like St. Edmunds M2 are slowing up with Wolfson M2 just behind them, looking to get a bump. No, they're not. It doesn't seem like these two crews are pulling up. So Wolfson M2 have a hell of a lot of overlap. And the Cox, St. Edmunds M2, have just conceded. I can confirm a bump between Wolfson M2 and St. Edmunds M2 just in front of me at Grassy Corner, just behind all the carnage with Corpus, Cats and Claire. What can you see down at Ditton? Sorted, Rosa.
Hi, thank you, Daisy. So kings are closing in on Jesus. They might get them at the top of the long reach. And we've just had Downing, again, close on King's Trail. So we're looking for a couple of bumps fairly early on at the long reach, I think.
To Jack.
And there's clear water now. To Jack.
So after Wolfson M2, we've lost all the boats all the way down to Angler Ruskin M1. I can see Keys as they pulled in. They're not collecting their photos, so I'm going to say they've been bumped by Hughes Hall M2. It looks like Sydney Stussex M2 have been bumped by Selwyn M3. Can't quite see where the Maudlin M3 boat's gone at the moment between them and Angler Ruskin, but I can also confirm at the bottom of the division, first and third M4 have bumped up into the division proper. They have managed to catch quite M3, so lots of bumps early on in this division. What's going on at the top? I'm going to go to Rosa on Ditton. What can you see?
I actually can't see anything, Jack, so I'm going to throw it to Julia on the long reach. Julia, what can you see?
Thanks. Well, I saw the Jesus M3 boat taking an exceptionally wide line around Ditton. It looks like they were running away from King's M2. It looks like a three-boat sandwich. Kings are very close on Jesus. Darwin are very close on Kings. I can hear whistles. I can hear bells. There's all kinds of commotion, but it's basically these three boats in a sandwich rowing over in isolation. Okay, it looks to me like, okay, I can see the Kings, Cox conceding. Jesus are rowing on. Kings are pulling over to the side, so Darwin M2 have bumped Kings M2. And Jesus, it looks like they're going to have a nice calm row over. Daisy, can you see any more grassy?
No, nothing else has happened at Grassy. We've had all those boats involved in the carnage pulled over. Rosa, is anyone coming past you at Ditton?
So Arrow are actually just coming past, but other than that, I can't see anyone. We go back to Jack at first post.
I am down here at First Post Corner, and I am with first and third M4, and I've got the Cox here. They've bumped up into the division proper. How do you feel?
Yeah, we actually referred before the graduate. We're fairly pleased with it. We showed them what ramming speed was, and the ramming happened. So, yeah.
I must admit, I'm loving the fact that you've all got yellow pink all the way down the boat. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, so the graduate planning committee met a few weeks ago and decided the colours we'd be wearing, and basically each day there's a different uniform that has to be worn. So, yeah.
Amazing, thank you very much. That's the graduate 8, first and third, who have bumped up into the division proper. So I will just go back down to Julia on the long reach. Can you see anything else at the moment?
Thanks, Jack. Well, basically, all I've got is Jesus M3 rowing over. It looks like they're rowing at something like 24. Just a really nice, gentle row over. And then far, far in the distance, I can see some blades, possibly Anglia Ruskin, but it's really too far for me to be able to see. Rosa, can you see any better up at Ditton?
Yeah, you should be able to see Arrow just rowing up the long reach now. But literally, there's nothing else here. So, to Jack.
Right, thanks very much. In which case, we will give you a rundown of this division. Not quite sure on one or two boats at the bottom, particularly Maudlin M3. I can see them rowing past now. Looks like Maudlin M3 actually have photos in their hair. So, they may well have bumped up on Selwyn M3, but Sydney Sussex were pulled in as well. So we're not quite sure on those three boats, but I'll give you a rundown of the rest that we know. So it looks like Jesus M3 at the top of the division good for a row over. Kings M2 look good to row over. Darwin M2 look like they're going to row over. Corpus M2 bumped up on Clare M3. Clare M3 still on for their spoons tomorrow. And Cat M3 look good for a row over. Rusty Easton, Eddie's M2 and Wolfson M2. Keys M3, their May bumps is going from bad to worse. They've been over bumped, and bumped again. They got bumped by Hughes Hall M2. Downing M3 looked to have been bumped by Homerton M2. Downing now on for their spoons. Not entirely sure what's happened between Sydney Sussex M2, M3 and Maudlin M3. It looks like we may have some kind of conversation between Maudlin and Selwyn about that bump. We'll check that one out and we'll get Rosa to go and check those confirmed results. Angler Ruskin M1 look good for a row over, and at the bottom that Graduate 8 boat from first and third that we've just spoken to, and they're lovely pink and yellow tops. They have bumped up into the division proper by bumping Christ M3, who are now on for their spoons tomorrow. And with that, we'll go and get some confirmed results, and in the meantime, back to the studio.
Thank you very much, Jack. Before you go, can you just confirm whether you reckon Homerton and Downing bumped?
From what I can tell, Homerton did bump up on Downing, but there are three boats that all kind of disappeared together. Sydney Sussex M2, Selwyn M3 and Magdalen M3. Magdalen M3 were rowing past with foliage in their hair, which would suggest that they bumped up on Selwyn, but then we need to find out what happened to Sydney because they pulled into the bank too.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
It is definitely time for some results. We haven't quite got every single bump from that division because we weren't too sure about what's happened between the St Edmunds Wolfson row over re-row that's going on, but we are waiting with bated breath to hear from our correspondent on the river side exactly what's happened there. But we will take you through the rest of that M4 division now that we think we know what happened.
Yes, are you ready? We have got all our sound bites ready. So we have got Jesus at the top still rowing over, and we've got Darwin M2 bumping up on King's M2. Okay, and then we've got Corpus Christi M2 bumping up on Claire M3, but who are still on for their spoons?
Once again, my Corpus Christi main bank, baby.
There was a song with Corpus Christi in. I am so impressed.
Okay, and then we have, St Cat's rowing over. And then we have the mysterious Wolfson and St Eddie's. What is going on? Will we ever find out who will row over and who will bump? Okay, and then we have Hughes Hall, who unfortunately don't have a sound bite on our system, so we need them to send it in to us or someone create one for them. And then we have Homerton. Again, we have sent many requests. Please make us a sound bite or let us know what it is that you use and we can try to do it for you. And then we've got Selwyn. We've got Magdalen that bumped up on Selwyn.
Nice.
Lovely. And then we had Anglia Ruskin rowing over, and then we've got first and third that bumped up and to secure their place in the M4 division on Christ M3.
Hang on, we're just going to have an ARU briefly because I love this jingle.
Black and yellow.
Which yes. is what we played from earlier. Sorry, was it then first and third that we wanted?
And then it was first and third M4 bumping up to secure their place in M4.
Rah, rah, ah, ah, ah.
Congratulations to first and third. I think it's, rah-rah.
Rah-rah.
We constantly get emails in from them saying rah-rah, and we always know that it's them. So we've just had an email in asking which boat it is that is re-rowing, and it is, we can confirm, the St. Edmunds M2 boat, which is also re-rowing with Wolfson M2.
Now, during the race, our commentators thought that they had bumped, but it seems like that's been quite a contentious decision. I suspect that they will have got caught behind another bump and haven't been able to clear through, so St Edmunds would have called that they wouldn't have been bumped had they not had to slow down because another boat hadn't moved out of the way. So we will let you know absolutely as soon as we hear it from the riverside.
So to clarify what happened, firstly in the re-row between Wolfson and Eddies, Wolfson bumped Eddies on Plough Reach,